Well, this celebration is like the celebration we did in 2011 when we raised the flag of South Sudan. You could see, if you could go to the archive of that one, you can see even the national ministers, they were weeping.
Right.
I could recall Madame Aout Dengashville was weeping, everybody sharing tears, and you can see that people were happy. The same thing in the sport community. To join international family of sport, more people also they shed tears. While we were in Kuala Lumpur, we thought we South Sudanese only were sharing tears, but we got also some people from Morocco. There was Noual Mutwakil was there. There was Lausanne. People were sharing tears. So we were given a flag. And this flag supposed to be raised in South Sudan. Due to some reasons and busy schedule of the presidency, the president and the first vice president and the vice president, they were too busy. We could not manage to raise it. But when we raised it last Saturday, some people also shed tears because now the flag of South Sudan Olympic Committee is now in the sky. And this one gives hopes to everybody. And the South Sudanese, wherever they are, in diaspora, in South Sudan, they know that they are going to participate in
the Olympics. Right. Yes, this is very, very huge, and congratulations, of course. Now, South Sudan is slated to participate in 2 years' time, in Japan. Yes, Olympics. What preparation now are we going to put in place to ensure that we go out there and try to get medals, gold medals possibly? And, you know, South Sudan is super talented, but what preparation is there to be put in place in order to achieve that?
Well, Sir William, this is a very, very, very important question to me and to the people of the board of directors of the executive committee. Because just yesterday at 10:30, we were called by His Excellency, the first vice president, in his office. And he asked us, what preparation can we do and what support do our athletes need to prepare for Olympic 2020? That was encouraging. We couldn't sleep last night. I was writing down the points, and members of the executive, everybody was working at the corner. The federation are going now. We are going to brief the federation so that they can prepare. And we have talented athletes. In athletics, we are there. And especially in the individual games, we are going to win and we are going to podium in very near future.
I like the confidence.
The confidence
really
is
sounds good. Yeah, but what kind of games are we basically going to participate? Just give us through some of the games.
Yes, the games, as I said, that what we call athletics. Athletics is the mother of a sport. Athletics, they have two types of games. They have what they call track games and they have field games. The track games, these are the runners. The short distance is sprinters, 100 and 200 meters. There is a long distance. There is 400, there is 800, there is 1,500. We are there. And you can see the environment of South Sudan. We have the same environment of Ethiopia, of Kenya, high altitude. If you go to Eastern Equatoria, you go to Afrikaanga, you get people of that environment. So we are going to participate in long distance games. We are going to participate also in field games, in discus, in javelin. We are going to be there in high jump. Yesterday also a very smart guy, his name is Stephen Yuol, he has just came to our office, and we were advised by the vice president because he had been there and he'd been talking about himself, and he win a medal last year of high jump. This man, now we are going to hand it over to athletic federations. And fortunate enough, the secretary general of athletic federation, Mr. Jim Long, is one of the athletes of high jump. So the man is now in a safe hand. Yes,
absolutely.
And he's going to be trained. Now another individual games we are going to participate is boxing, and we have taekwondo, we have table tennis. In group games, in the team games, we are having basketball. We have what the new one game called 3x3. We have volleyball.
What is 3x3?
3x3 is not like the normal games which played by five people and five people. This is a new game whereby you have only the team composed of three members and the other three members, and they will play with one court, half court, the same board. And we have now one of the administrators, Mr. Oliver Gwat, is the one now being trained for that. And we have Mr. Paul Isaac, who is now the Secretary General of what we call Generation for Peace. They have just received, last week, I have received on their behalf 288 balls of 3x3. So we are going to also to train people 3x3. And of course, you know, our talents in America, we have most of the young
talented soldiers
that are in America and they are there. So, football, we are there. And you can see now in World Cup, you can see two Sudanese, South Sudanese are there with the European games, with the European teams.
Chances, yeah.
And because they don't get the chances here, and they don't get the opportunities here. But if we gather these things and we give them the support, as now, as long the first vice president and the vice president, Dr. Waniga, now the two of them now, they have joined hand to take care of the sport. And then the president will be there to oversee what is happening. This care was not there. And of course, you know, the Minister of Culture and Youth and Sport, the Minister, Dr. Nadia Rop-Duty, and Madame Ogumring, the Undersecretary, the sport team, they are there. So we are going to join hands and we see that we have to get the podium.
All right. Now, with all these games that you mentioned, of course, we can go there and try to participate in all. But sometimes you can't just win all. Where are we concentrating? Where is our focus exactly on
athletics.
What we can do best?
Athletics.
Okay. Why athletics?
Athletics, because we have been there. We have been winning medals when we were in one Sudan. We have now, even when we are in South Sudan, we have people who have participated in Tanzania. They win medals. We participated in Uganda. We were in good records. We have good records. In London, we participated there. In Rio, we participated. So we are there.
Right.
And we have the records. Because in athletics, the team is not like the team games, whereby you see they win. But in athletics, it is records.
Mm-hmm.
If you are 100 meters runner, you have to have, you know, that the best one ball, Usain Bolt in the world. What is the record Usain Bolt has? 9 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you have somebody who is 10 seconds in South Sudan, or 11 seconds, then you say, okay, this one can be developed, can be trained, and can get there.
Absolutely.
So we are getting records in 1,500, in 400, in 800, in 3,000. We are having good records. Very close to the international
records. Absolutely. Now, in all this, have you calculated as to how much it will be needed for us to really prepare so well for us to go out there and win games?
This is left for the federations, because the technical people of the federations are there. Like now, if you go to athletics, General Kamis Samir and Jim Long and the team, they will sit down now. And His Excellency, the first vice president, is going to communicate to the governors of all states, because we are not going to concentrate in Juba. You know, there are some talented athletes somewhere there. You can get some in Torit, some in Kaweta, some in Bantu, some in Wau Raja, some in Meridi, some in Yambio. You don't know. So if the governors and the Minister of Information and Culture, Youth and Sport in the various states put hand together, identifying those athletes who need proper care, we can gather them and we can use the resources available, and we can ask other international organizations like Olympic Committee. There's what you call Olympic Solidarity, is also there to support and can give us some scholarship. But what we need to do is to identify the right people. You see, the corruption also should not come to the sport.
Absolutely.
Should have the right people who, because this is, you do it by your sweat. It's not by, this is from my family, this is from my, and this one, if you, some of the people might have heard what happened in Rio, when we participated in Rio, there were two athletes competing to get universality. If you allow me, Sir William, when we participated first time in Rio de Janeiro, 2016, which was honored by participation of the Vice President, Dr. James Waniga, we couldn't have somebody qualified, none from South Sudan. So the policy, if you don't have anybody in the country qualified, they give you what they call universality.
Mm-hmm.
Universality position, they give you two athletes, one male, one female.
Mm-hmm.
We set as the Olympic Committee, and we got nomination from athletic federations. In the female, there were two female competing, Margaret Romat Hassan and Viola. We selected Margaret Romat Hassan for certain reasons. She participated in Beijing,
mm-hmm.
2014. She was doing some activities. Then we nominated her. The male, there were two. There was Santino Kenyi of 1,500 meters, and there was Mangar Makurichot
mm-hmm.
from Yerol. And I do come from Yerol.
Mm-hmm.
He was a sprinter of 100 and 200 meters. When we came and compare and see who can be the best person to represent us in Rio, we thought that Mangar with the 100 meters, and even he is not qualified, he cannot compete his end ball.
Mm-hmm.
But Santino Kenyi of 1,500, and having a good record, he is progressing. He has participated in Congo Brazzaville, and he had some records. He participated in Tanzania, he has some improvement. He went to South Africa, he had some improvement. Then we said, this guy may have improvement. We selected him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This one brought a row, and the guy has to open a case against me and against Olympic Committee that I have sold his seat. He was the one to go to Rio de Janeiro, not Santino Kenyi, and not Margaret.
Mm-hmm.
And the case was tested in Lausanne, was taken to Rio de Janeiro. Juma Stephen, who was the ship of the mission, was there in the court. I was also on the net and with the Skype talking to the court until we win the case. That mm-hmm. Margaret Romar, she's a female, cannot compete the same seat with the Mangar.
Mm-hmm.
And so these things are things, why I'm saying this, we should be fair enough.
Absolutely.
And anybody who is trying to, is doubting that one, he has the right to go to court and test that one. We are fair enough. We want to give the chance to those talented students or athletes and take that chance.
Right. Just before we let you go, is there anything else that you would like to enlighten in regards to the Olympic Committee and
well,
all that?
What I want to emphasize is that if wherever there is Mraya frequencies, I want to say that every athlete from today has to prepare. We are going to select you through your federations.
Mm-hmm.
Olympic Committee, we get the selected one. And then the selected one will make the list and take it to the office of the first vice president. And we'll send a copy to international federations
mm-hmm.
of athletics and to Olympic Committee and to see how best we can support these athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So that in these 2 years, we have to prepare them properly so that we can get to podium. You see, by the way, when we were accepted, we were the last country accepted. And before us was Kosovo.
Mm-hmm.
You see what happened in Brazil, in Rio de Janeiro? Kosovo win the medal in judo.
Mm-hmm.
That one gave me a lesson that why Kosovo was accepted with us.
And then they won.
And we didn't win. Yes. So we want in Tokyo, we have to do something. And we are going to start it because now we are going in July.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We are going to Algeria. That is what we call Youth African Game in Algeria. Will start on the 18th to 28th July. We are having athletes going now from athletics. In October, we are going to World Olympic Youth Game in Argentina, in Buenos Aires. We are also having Athletic Federation is participating, Taekwondo is participating.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling the governors, the ministers, the family members, the fathers, the mothers, the school teachers, please, 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 if you get any talented, anybody who can need support, please report it to the nearby federation and to nearby association.
Yes, just before you go, is this you keep referring, and I can't help, you keep referring that after here, you will, after selection, you will take this to the office of the vice president, the first vice president. But there's an international rule that always said no government interference, especially in kind of federations, football federations, the Olympic Committee and the Olympic Federation. Isn't it coming too much that the government has to be contacted in all this?
No, no. My brother, Sir William, you are mixing things. The federations and the Olympic Committee, they have autonomous in policies, in executional policies. Mm-hmm. But they need support from the government. It's government to support. If you can see World Cup now, who was the one opening it?
Mm-hmm.
Was Putin.
Absolutely.
If you go to Olympic Games, who was in the last Winter Games, they brought the South Korea president and North Korea president to be there. Mm-hmm. So all the federations are under the Minister of Culture, Youth and Sport, mm-hmm. the government. But the government should not interfere in the selection. Who is the president? Mm-hmm. Who is the secretary? Who is the athlete to be selected?
And, no. And why take the names of these athletes to the vice president's office?
We are taking them for the support because he has taken the lead that the presidency is going to support this one financially, morally, and other support, and to seek more support because the first vice president wants to solicit support from other NGOs, from UN agencies, from Samaritans, from businessmen, to support these athletes. Because if you see, my time is finished, but I'm trying. Yeah, it's very interesting. Very interesting talk.
Yeah.
Because we are going to have tomorrow in the office of the Vice President, Dr. Wani Iga, a symposium on how best can we have sustainable way of means of soliciting funds for sport development.
Mm-hmm.
We should not go all the time go to the Minister of Culture, Youth and Sport to finance that we need this money. We must see a way that that sport should support itself alone. We should have investment projects. We should have, but the government has to start that one, has to initiate that, this project. We have nothing now. If a businessman, you want to open a shop, mm-hmm. you have to go to a brother or sister to give you money so that you can start and then take it back.